Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And welcome to another edition of Focus on Community. Happy weekend to you. I'm Frank Rush. Going to talk about some things today that everybody can relate to, even if you didn't know you could relate to it, and that is your extension office. And no, this isn't strictly about farmers and agriculture. It's a whole lot more. Christy Whitaker, who is the County Development Educator and County Extension Christy, help me out here. I started to write it down. County Extension Director of Vigo County.
I am County Extension Director in Vigo County. Yeah, and I'm the Community Development Educator here as well.
Okay, so now there is somebody in your position in every county of the state. Is that it?
We have a director in every office, and then our areas of educators, we have ag and natural resource educators, community development educators. They're not in every office, but we have regional educators, too, that cover all of our counties. And then we have health and human science educators. We have nutrition education program assistants, community wellness coordinators, and a lot of people have heard of our 4-H and youth development educators as well.
Right. And we're talking about the Purdue Extension office or service, which there'd be, what, one in every county? So there's like 92 of these offices all over the place, right?
Absolutely. We are part of the land-grant college system, which is a national program. And in our state, Purdue University is our land-grant university. And what that means basically is we provide practical information that's research-based and science-based to our farmers, to our small business owners, to people like you and I, families, our youth. We provide lots of education.
And I think a lot of folks, when they hear about Purdue Extension, they think, oh, that's that group for the farmers. And that's what most people think, unless you're involved in it, I think, or you've got some reason to come into contact with you guys before. But you're really a whole lot more than just, I mean, you do a lot for agriculture, but you're a whole lot more than that, right?
We do. Let me touch on our agriculture and natural resources. We have a strong history of supporting our farmers, and we do that by providing technical assistance to the businesses that surround farming. We do a lot with urban farming. We help them with marketing, with farm business management, how to get their products to market. We also provide through that, some may have heard of our Master Gardener program. Now, that's a series of classes that is 13 classes, and once they complete those and an exam, then they get to be a Master Gardener intern, and then once they start completing community service educational programs surrounding their gardening programs, then they become a master gardener, and they continue to provide that education locally in their community. So we have a great group of volunteer master gardeners. Our ag and natural resources also provide, like, PARP, which is pesticide application programs. We do produce safety, livestock management programs, all sorts of women in ag programs. We're getting ready to do a farm tour for local veterans here in Vigo County. So there's just all sorts of education for ag and natural resources. What most people do, though, they bring in plants and insects into our office and need help identifying those. That's a big service that we offer as well.
That could make a very interesting day at the office for you guys. Somebody walk in the door and say, what's this?
It is. We never know exactly what's going to come through our office, but if we can't identify it, we have a whole state, and Purdue University backs us with that as well. So some things we have to send on to the university, some things we can identify locally, but we also help. Bed bugs are a big problem. Purdue is a great resource of education. They have a huge website on how to deal with bed bugs. And we also provide services through our research farms that are across the state. We have 5 research farms, and they do all sorts of research to provide the best practices to our farmers.
And actually, you guys actually encourage people to bring in these samples and show them to you if they find something a little odd, because what we find here in our area may be an early warning sign and quite a bit of help for folks on the other side of the state.
Absolutely, absolutely. It helps to catch those things early and get those. We have a database that we use to get those entered in so we can track trends and things like that. Absolutely.
And it's interesting, too, you mentioned, because agriculture really does affect everybody in a lot of different ways. And when we talk about the fact that you guys help farmers, well, I think a lot of people know that. But you mentioned gardening, too, and the Master Gardener classes. Well, that's fine. But if you're trying to do a little bit of a garden in your backyard, and my wife and I have tried this before with some success and some not, but if you have a problem, you guys are a great resource because you know what problems local folks are having and what challenges they may face, and you can help out folks in a lot of different ways.
You bet we are. Last year, for instance, we had a specific thing going on with tomatoes. Now, I'm not the ag and natural resources person, so I'm not sure what that specific thing was, but our local educator provided a workshop on tomatoes to figure out what was going on with these tomato plants and get the information out early and help people to know that, hey, this is going to be a problem this year.
And stink bugs were a big problem, too. We had a problem with that.
Yes, we have some guides on how to deal with stink bugs, too.
Yeah. Now, of course, you mentioned, too, you guys also handle 4-H, and that is a big deal because lots of kids are involved in 4-H, and you don't have to be necessarily living out in the county in order to take part in 4-H. There's all kinds of programs and things that you can do within 4-H, and you guys really encourage the kids to get involved.
Absolutely. We have hundreds and hundreds of projects that these 4-H'ers work on. And it's not all livestock and agriculture. There are spark clubs that are intended, and they're not just for 4-H'ers, they're for anybody, but it's to spark your interest in a new activity like robotics, 3D printing, coding, all sorts of projects, anything you can imagine. We have hundreds of projects for them to work on. And, of course, one of the highlights in 4-H, they get to exhibit these at the fair each year. They work really hard on projects in their groups, and that opportunity is always fun to highlight those.
And that's something folks really need to remember. Although the fair is fun for corn dogs and snow cones and elephant ears and the midways, there's a lot more that goes on at the fair that actually was the reason why the fairs got started in the first place, and that was 4-H and all the projects. And kids, they display their work, and it's not just kids either. Adults can compete and have fun in 4-H too.
Absolutely, and there's all sorts of ways that we provide education during that fair time, too. It's not just about looking at the projects. Our 4-H'ers are engaged with those people going through the barns and the project halls, talking to them about their projects. It's super cool. One of the neatest things I saw last year at our fair was part of the recycling project. Some students or youth had built a boat out of recycled bottles, plastic bottles. So it's so creative what these kids can do. So it's an awesome time to come out and learn about.
And if you don't want to necessarily get into 4-H to necessarily compete, you guys are looking for leaders all the time because, I mean, you got to have the folks out there to kind of help organize all this. And I know several adults in the area that act as leaders, and you're always looking for adult help.
Absolutely. We have thousands of volunteers across the state, and we always need more. So if that's an interest that anybody would have to work with youth, we definitely encourage contacting your local extension office and get started in that volunteer process. It's an amazing experience.
Christy Whitaker with the Purdue Extension Office in Vigo County is our guest today. You guys work awfully hard to help address issues within the community that nobody else can seem quite qualified to handle. And when we talk about that, we talk about like your nutrition education program. You guys have a lot of help available for folks. I mean, we think, you know, in America, you know, being one of the richest countries in the world, we shouldn't have problems when it comes to nutrition and that kind of thing. But we do have problems, and you guys work to address those.
We do have problems. Obesity is a big problem for Indiana, as well as heart disease, diabetes, and some of those other things. And we have our health and human sciences backed programming that addresses those. We also are very active in the mental health aid classes, providing those across the state to help those. We know the mental health problems that we're facing now in America just keep growing and growing, so we are providing education to help with that. We also are working to provide education through a series of webinars and other outreaches for the opioid problem right now. We're doing all sorts of heart health programs. We do programs called Strengthening Families, where families join in and they do a 7-week series of classes with their kids as a family unit. But it's showing results to keep kids off drugs and to keep them communicating better within their families. It's an amazing opportunity. So our health and human science focus on health-related, but they also have classes on money management and other areas related to how to purchase food on a budget and how to read labels. There's all sorts of education provided.
And that works hand-in-hand, and it oftentimes overlaps with your community development programs where you try to inspire leadership and economic development in the area. And, I mean, you guys have your fingers in that, too.
Absolutely. Across the state, there are several communities that offer our leadership, community leadership program, and it's a series of 11 courses and then a state house, a day at the state house, too, to learn about local government, state government, all sorts of community issues. It's just a really great learning opportunity. We also offer economic development classes. We work with our parks departments and work on master planning with them. We do series on local government education where people can listen on their computer to a series of webinars to get state house updates and really critical information that we should all be engaging. We also offer grant writing classes across the state for those nonprofits and other organizations seeking grant funding. We're working alongside a lot of people with the broadband expansion right now for areas that haven't had access to internet, good internet and broadband expansion who now will. We're offering digital ready courses for those businesses to help them develop their website presence and storefronts. We also offer workforce development and life skills courses both in our schools and for those that are just underemployed right now to help them with resume writing and social media responsibilities and all sorts of just life skills that are vital right now for those who are going to be seeking employment.
Christy Whitaker was with the Purdue Extension Service. She's based in Vigo County. I guess it probably would have made for a much shorter program if I just asked, what do you guys not do?
Yeah, we provide, I think, classes for anyone.
But you just really do have your fingers in a whole lot of things in the area, which I think a lot of folks kind of miss just how much you're really involved with and how much you can really help help out in the community. A lot of folks are probably going to say, okay, we understand Purdue Extension's here. We've heard of you. We know you're okay now because of this program. We've heard all the things you do. So the obvious question is, how are you guys funded? I mean, you don't just do this all for free. I mean, there's got to be some expenses here. How do you guys exist?
Sure. So funding for Extension is a three-pronged approach. We're funded through federal government, through state government, and through our county government as well.
Okay, so it's through their funding and stuff actually kind of goes out and helps you make these programs available to benefit the folks.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. So do you have any classes or stuff coming up here that we need to know about in the area or any deadlines for folks for different programs and stuff that are coming up that we need to know about? I mean, spring is right around the corner, so thought I'd just touch on that real quick if you had any things coming up that you wanted to let people know about.
Oh, gosh, we have all sorts of classes coming up. I suggest for them to go on our websites and our Facebook pages so they can click on the events in both of those areas to get the local classes in your area. With spring coming up, we do have all sorts of gardening stuff coming up. We have 4-H. They can still register for 4-H and get involved with that at any time. We have lots of spark clubs for youth to go ahead and get involved with right now. This week, we're currently locally doing one where a group of kids interested in veterinary science exploration, they're spending the day at local vet's offices, and they get to watch a surgery and learn just about the profession in general. So all sorts of cool stuff coming up. So I encourage everybody to check their websites and Facebook pages for their local extension offices.
Okay, where do we find your main website at? How, Facebook's easy enough to probably just type in Purdue Extension and get there, but the web page?
Yeah, absolutely. And if they want to go to our website, it's just www.purdue.edu/extension, and then you can do another slash and put the specific county you're looking for, or just go to that general extension website.
And that's something for folks to remember too, is that there's a Purdue Extension service office for every county in the state, so you need to scroll down there, because I mean you guys do overlap, and you won't just hang up on somebody if they call the wrong county office by mistake. But
no, absolutely not. We'll get you where you need to go. Absolutely.
And that's something important for folks to remember, is that you actually do exist everywhere in all the counties of the state. And again, for folks in the ag community that want to reach out and get a little bit of farming help, you definitely work to help out the farmers too, and there's lots of services available for the farmers out there, and most of it is just part of what you do.
It is.
So we encourage you to look for the website and check it out. And again, get in touch with your specific county and look at all the programs. Just going through the website, you might get lost in there. There's so many things in there that you guys do, and it's all listed there. Again, Christy Whitaker is with the Purdue Extension Service, and she's based out of the Vigo County office. And again, check her out online and on their Facebook pages. Lots of information for you there. Christy, thanks for spending time with us today, and thank you for being with us. If you missed part of the show, you want to get a repeat, just look for this on our website. We've got the podcast available for you there. You can take a listen and listen to the whole show back and get all the information you need. We'll see you next week in here on Focus on Community.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.